We gather as people of hope and peace. May our joy be complete. Though the broken world may bring us to a limit and repentance, our sorrow will turn to joy. No one can take away the joy of Christ completes in us. We light this candle of joy of those who have heard and experienced the word made flesh, even as we wait for the Christ to come again. Come, Lord Jesus, come.
Thank you, and we invite you to sing along with our Advent hymn, Hope Has Found Us. And I invite you to be seated. Today we have come together to hear the familiar Christmas story. But this time, it's not just the kids, but everyone has the opportunity to be involved in telling this story. So all you need to do, don't worry, you won't be called up to the front, those of you who don't have a costume on, but we do have some things that you can follow along with on the slides, on the screens, and just follow the instructions there. They're also printed in the bulletins. Christmas is a special time, no matter what your age is. So let us pray. Dear God, thank you for the fun and excitement of Christmas and the chance to retell the wonderful story of Jesus' birth. We pray that you would be with us today and open our eyes in new ways to the Nativity story. We pray this in your name. Amen.
Thank you. Well, now we've got a little work for you this morning. Every time you hear or say the following words, good, really good, we're going to please join in doing good, really good. And you'll see that up on the screen. It says good, really good. Our story starts at a really, really long time ago. It was a time before toys, trees, birds, and animals. And even those big animals with the floppy ears and the big trunk. Our story starts before humans like you and me. Before shepherds, before wise men. Our story begins so long ago, it was long before computers and cell phones, Twitter, Facebook. A time before everything. God made the world, and it was good, really good. But the humans he made, like you and me, said mean things and were really quite nasty. In fact, the humans didn't listen to God. They hurt each other and wouldn't make amends, so God and humans could no longer be friends. But to be friends again, God had a plan, and his plan was to send a very special young man. Many years would come and go until God chose the one, a special lady, by God to carry God's own son. The young girl's name was Mary. Just an ordinary girl, but God chose her to birth his son, the Savior of the world. So then, one day, or maybe one night, an angel appeared, giving Mary quite a fright. And the angel said, I bring good news. It's good, really good, honest. There will be a baby born to you, just as God has promised. So Mary was going to have a baby, just as God had promised. And the baby would be called Jesus. Now there was a man named Joseph who was kind and loving too. He was engaged to Mary, and to wed they planned to do. But Joseph's heart was troubled when he heard of Mary's fate. To be with child and not his own was more than he could take. But then, one night, while Joseph slept, an angel did appear. It'll be all right. Take Mary as your wife. Put away all your fear. I bring good news. It's good, really good, honest. There'll be a baby born, just as God had promised. So Mary and Joseph, the both of them, set off on a journey to Bethlehem. To Bethlehem they had to go to be counted in the census. So now you know. When they arrived in Bethlehem, they didn't know what to do. No room in the inn, so where could they stay? And the baby was coming soon, too. Don't be afraid. Don't get uptight. Relax, take a breather. You'll be all right. So they managed to find somewhere warm they could stay, and a stable with animals and lots of fresh hay. Jesus was born on that very special night. With the animals around, it was really quite a sight.
Jesus laid down his sweet head. The stars in the sky looked down where he lay. The little Lord Jesus asleep on the hay. So Lord, knowing the poor baby wakes, but little Lord Jesus no crying he makes. I love you, Lord Jesus, look down from the sky and stay by my cradle till morning is mine.
Now under the dark of the evening sky, shepherds watched their sheep in the hills nearby. While their sheep were resting for the night, those shepherds had quite an awesome sight. An angel of the Lord had suddenly appeared, and the shepherds were obviously full of great fear. "Don't be afraid," the angel said. "You will find a special baby in a manger bed. Go see what has happened on this very special night, for God has sent a Savior, the Lord of light." And soon the sky was filled with a glow from angels' light. There were angels by the dozens. What a glorious sight. Singing songs of hallelujah and peace to all the earth. God's Son has come to save us. Go see his place of birth. "We bring you good news," is what they said. It's good, really good, honest. The baby king was born to us, just as God has promised. So when the angels went away, the sky was dark again. The shepherds did as they were told and went to Bethlehem. They left their sheep and went with haste to see this precious sight, for God had given a special gift on this most holy night.
Heavenly, oh, sing hallelujah.
And we will continue worship with our offering.
Now above the stable was a star so shiny and bright. It marked the place of the holy birth and twinkled with heavenly light. O star of wonder, star of night, star with royal beauty bright, westward leading, still proceeding, guide us to that perfect light. We see his star up in the sky. It shines so big and bright. It's good, really good, honest. The baby king was born to us, just as God has promised. Some men who studied the stars above had started to follow the star. In hopes of finding the King of Kings, they set off to travel far. It took some time to find the child, perhaps a year or more. The star had led them to a home, to the child they were searching for. Then offering their gifts of gold and frankincense and myrrh, they knelt before the Son of God, barely saying a single word. "We bring good news," is what they said. "It's good, really good, honest. We followed the star. Christ the King is here, just as God had promised." So now it's time to spread the news of Jesus, God's own Son, for he had come to save the world from evil they had done. Let's sing the songs that tell the world of Jesus and his love, the baby born in Bethlehem, a gift from God above. We bring you good news. It's good, really good, honest. A baby was born in Bethlehem, just as God has promised.
Right, thank you guys for telling the story of Jesus' birth. Before we do our sending words, we want to let you know that the kids are going to head up to the friendship room after the service. There's a little surprise waiting for you there. The little kids, the preschoolers, moms and dads, you can help them get up to the preschool classroom. Oh, Jen's going to take them up, so you'll pick them up at the preschool classroom. That's where you will find your preschoolers. All right. And then we will have our sending words slide, so I can invite the congregation to join in these words. The light of the world has come. Christ, our Savior, is born. The faithful have come to adore Christ the Lord. Christ, the Savior, is born. Now go, share the good news. Christ, the Savior, is born.